Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited to be live today with someone who I've known for actually quite a while in not just the online space, but in person as well. Marta, I'm so happy to have you here today.
Hello. And thank you. Thank you for having me.
For sure. So you guys may be seeing the headline for this, and it's pretty crazy. Marta increased her yearly revenue in 2019 almost five times compared to 2018. And that's been a pretty crazy journey. But can you share a little bit with everyone kind of listening about your backstory? Like, because I think your story is really neat, especially being someone who's from a different country. Just tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it still feels like a dream. I just did this, my accounting just a couple days ago. It's like, wow, like that's really like, this is really what I achieved. I didn't even know at the end of the day, but it's really, you know, it's really neat. And, you know, how I started all this, like I started as a fitness trainer with Beachbody, and it just opened my eyes basically and opened my eyes like what social media can do. And I was one day, I was searching online, like, you know, like doing social media for businesses, but I didn't know that that could be a job at all. Yeah. So when I find you, I joined SMU, then SMU Elite. And at the end of 2018, in December, I joined Click. And that was the biggest life-changing decision in my life and the best decision, even though it was so freaking challenging in many, many ways. I remember when I joined, like first 2 months, I thought I will never make this happen. You guys talk about stuff. I have no idea. I am so behind. I don't understand your language. And, you know, it just took 2-3 months to really get aggressively into the trainings every single day and just, you know, follow you, follow the crew and listen what everybody has to suggest and say. And yeah, made it happen. Like by the end of 2019, five times.
Oh, that's seriously crazy progress. One of the things I love that you shared that not everyone talks about is how sometimes things take a little bit longer than we assume they will. Even though we know logically that big things take time to build, I think sometimes there's this assumption, especially in the online world, that you decide to do something and the next day you're going to be like a millionaire. It's kind of crazy, right? So what was that adjustment of your expectations versus reality? What was that like for you?
You know what, I think since I realized that, and it's just, you know, you being online or everybody being online, you see this like a shiny object quite often, right? And you see people succeed and you think, okay, I have to do exactly what they do. And you stay with that just a little bit and then you give up because you don't see the results right away. And then you see another person who you like to follow. I think what is most important in the online industry is just like choose a mentor who you really, really trust and mentor who's got results, and choose the support and the crew who always gonna be cheering for you, even though you up and down. And also, even if you have some troubles and has nothing to do with your business, you need to find your family. And, you know, some people around me still, they still cannot believe I'm still doing this as a job. They still cannot believe that I have friends online. And sometimes even sad thing, I have more online friends than I have in my real life. And that's the reality, right? But yeah. I know we are like this because we are same on the same boat, and everybody's on the same boat, and we wanna, you know, we wanna succeed in the online world, right? So I think choose the mentor you really trust, crew, people around you, surround yourself like that, and study or learn yourself whatever it is every single day. Get the results in, and then build a case study and then get yourself out there. And once you have a case study and you know you got support, then you know, like your confidence gonna go up, right? You wouldn't believe how many leads I got on my side just saying that I'm part of Click, that I've got the support, that if I don't know anything, that obviously will happen. I cannot know everything, that I have a crew and group to go to and ask the questions.
That's so amazing. But now one thing I really want to hone in on, because I know this is sometimes hard to brag on yourself a little bit, so I'm going to ask you to please brag on yourself, because along the journey, you really discovered that you were passionate about Facebook ads. Can you share with us a little bit about how that's been going with clients and what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So along the way, within this year that I stayed with you, I realized a few things. Like social media management, organic social media management is good, is fun, but it's grow pretty slow if you don't use Facebook ads. So once you use Facebook ads, it took me time and took me to get a head around it. And then I started to get in results with my clients and I said, okay, this is what I really want to do. I realized I'm geeking out on numbers, analytics, and when I can see the results, not right away, but soon enough, that just pushes me going. So I realized that, you know, niching in the business is important. So I started to do health, wellness, and fitness again, because that's something that I can talk about all the time. right now, for example, I have a client, it's an econ client, and his purpose of doing his business is so amazing, and he's got it's a driven purpose, like a purpose driven company. I love what they have to say, so of course I'm gonna support them. So health and wellness, fitness preferably, but if somebody's got a great story behind them and they help in the world, like this current client of mine, I'm all the way in, right? So I love Facebook ads. It's just, it's working, and if people say it's not working, like you just haven't tested enough, or you didn't have enough budget, or you haven't figured it out yet. So hire somebody who understands that and hire somebody who knows what they're doing, because it is working. You just need to spend enough money to get data in.
Yeah, I love that so much. And one of the things that I think I really want to highlight is that you're really going deep into health and wellness and fitness, mm-hmm. An area that you are very familiar with from mm-hmm. past experiences. But one of the things that a lot of people are saying is like, it's impossible to get ads in those industries placed, and you're not having that same experience. Obviously, it's more difficult, mm-hmm. but you know the rules, or you hire someone who really knows the rules. Now you don't have to worry about getting your ads account shut down tomorrow, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's very important, like, and also be, you know, like, and again, I'm gonna go back to the group. It's also important to be part of a group that know what they're doing. So if you are struggling with something doing online, doing even in Facebook ads, you have to have somebody to lean on, or somebody to ask questions, or you know. So I think that's very important too, just to know that you are not in this world on your own. And if client hires you, he's hiring a full team behind you as well. It's just not only you, it's just all team. So but you are the one who communicates with client, who makes this happen, who who provides all the support, but you know that you have a community to go to, and that's what makes the difference, I believe.
I love it so much. Now I'm going to give you another second to totally just brag on you. Share with us some of the results that you've had for clients, or things that have been real wins for you in your business. As you probably know, and for those of you who aren't familiar, I love celebrating wins, because I think it's so easy sometimes along the journey to only see what's going wrong. It's very, very easy to see like, well, this went good, but everything else doesn't feel like it's amazing. And so I'm a huge proponent of celebrating wins daily, as crazy mm-hmm. as that sounds. So share with us some of the wins that you've had for clients.
All right. So let's talk about Instagram first. I was really at the point that I wanted to give up Instagram. And to be honest, I give up mine, because I don't see the value in there anymore, but I see the value with the clients. And if clients has got great content that I want to support, let's go in it. So we've got this client, and we grow, it's all organic marketing. And we grow the usually around 200 to 300 new followers a week. Wow. And the impressions are around 20,000 impressions. Yep. per some post. And it's just so, and engagement is growing. Engagement, yeah. We started like 0.18 or something. We are now over one. So, and that's all organic work. So that's doing pretty well. She's pretty happy about that. And the Facebook advertising, I am in the early stage with this new client right now. So we're doing the 3-tier strategy, Rachel. So we are in the video views right now, and it's just cost us 0.02 USD per views, and we build on the audience in there. there. And just even the thing, and just even the winning situation in that specific case is just taken over from different agency and seeing how messy that all was, or not fully done. So myself and Brandon, who we all know, helped me to clean this all up. And client is so happy now that everything is ready to go. Ready to go. We are building the audience. We just ready to launch at the end of this week. And I know that's going to be amazing because the story is just behind. And in the health and fitness industry, it's just, you know, I've got two kind of ways how to do this. One is like 3-tier strategy, and the one is all about testing and testing, and see, you know, what's working.
I love it.
Scaling with testing.
Yes. Scaling with testing, right? So for anyone who's kind of wondering, okay, well, I'm not even close to getting ready to hire someone for Facebook ads. If you want a little bit of support, I'm going to ask Marta for some of her tips, like signs that you're ready to hire an agency versus signs maybe it's not quite yet the time. But I'm also going to drop for you guys some value as well that you guys can feel free to jump into. And this is a Facebook ad bundle that will serve you guys really, really well, including some of the myths I see with Facebook ads that really, they actually set up agencies to not be successful because people believe these myths and these mistakes about advertising. Like it's a lot. Lottery, suddenly overnight you're going to be like super rich, and it just doesn't work like that all the time. Yeah. What advice do you have for someone who's like, I think I might be ready to either bring in an agency? Like, what signs do you see?
You know, when I talk to somebody and they think they're ready, I think what is very important is like, you know, what is the, first of all, I truly believe that the organic and paid marketing goes hand to hand. So what I usually do is check what we've got right now, how really ready we are, what we've got in the organic side, how, if the website is ready, I do a little audit on the website as well. And then we go to Facebook Business Manager, if there are any data. If there are no data, then it's going to take some time. And I suggest to people or just to potential clients, if you don't have a budget at least $1,000, then don't probably start yet. It's just, it may be so hard and so hard to get you some results. And at the end of the day, I won't be happy with my results. You won't be happy with it. There's no winning situation, no good testimonials. So I don't usually work with people if they don't have the budget yet. The more budget, the better, obviously, because in the testing stage, the faster we can see what's going on and the faster we can see what's working, the easier we can scale up and see some results. So the budget is very important. And then what we've got ready so far, like, do we have websites ready? Is the pixel in there? Do we have any data yet? Or are we still collecting data? Are we going to collect data? So there is lots into it. So that's why every client is, with every client is an individual approach. And just the audit audit first. And then I suggest people, I suggest my potential clients, you're ready to start, or we may get you slowly in there. Or, yeah, okay, you're ready to rock and roll because you've got great data, and we probably will succeed in this. Even though I don't promise results, then you see already what may be working.
Oh, I love that information. Like, I feel like that's so helpful for businesses to know, am I really ready to start, or maybe should I get a little more organic traction first and get some sales rocking and rolling? So Marta has been someone who is just full of life. She's very free. She's so fun to be around. If you are on the fence about potentially working with Marta, I encourage you to reach out to her. Marta, where can people find out more about you?
All right, let me pronounce that. www. Marta and my last name, dvorakova.ca. That's my website. But you can obviously, find me on Facebook. On Facebook here, feel free to shoot me a message on Messenger, or just connect and ask away. I am ready to help.
Beautiful. And if you're watching this and you're like, what is this thing that they keep talking about, the click? So the Social Click is our mentorship and mastermind program. It's a 1-year program, though some people have been in now for 2 or 3 years. And basically, it's where you grow your skill sets as a business owner. It's where we got to watch Marta absolutely just thrive. And it was so exciting. She shared with us that she made 5 times what she made in 2018 and 2019 during her time in the Social Click. And she was just a joy to have around every single day. We miss you so much.
Oh my God, see you guys soon on any of the event again.
I hope so. So we will catch you guys later. Thank you so much for joining us. And don't hesitate to reach out to Marta if you need a little bit of support. He said, could you repeat that website one more time? And I'll drop it in the link after this live.
All right. www.martadvorakova.ca.
Beautiful. So I will drop the link for that after this as well, so that you guys have access to reaching out to Marta, because she's incredible wealth of knowledge. She's honest. Actually, I think we can just drop it right now. So Tony, for you and for anyone who is watching, feel free to reach out to her. She's someone I can stand behind and just say her work is incredible. So thank you so much for joining us today, Marta.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
We'll see you all later. Have such a great day, guys.
You too. Ciao.